Shift for Mishnah 1. Tefillas HaShachar. Okay, so now we finished with the Shema, and now we're moving on to the time of davening. What's the time that you can daven Shachris? What's the time for Mincha? What's the time for Maariv? Tefillas HaShachar, Shachris, is the Mishnah first opinion, Ad Chatzos. You can do up until midday. Now remember, this is halachic midday. It's not our midday. So you take from the time with dawn break until nightfall, and the split of that length of time, that's midday. So up until midday, says the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ad Arba Shas. He said, up until the end of the fourth hour. So you divide that space from sunrise to nightfall. Dawn. There's different opinions, but we just go dawn until nightfall into 12. And after the end of the first four halachic hours of the day, that's the latest time for davening Shachris, says Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the halacha. So if you look on the calendar there and you see what time the Shema ends, you add another hour, that's your latest time for Shachris, if you're ever playing with it. So do bring that. If you after that, until midday, you should daven b'dievid anyway. But in your mind, you should know the end of for Shachris is the end of the fourth hour of the day. Tefillas HaMincha, the Mincha offering, Ad HaAriv, according to the first opinion you've got for Mincha until night, right? A lot of discussion about what night here means. Does it mean sunset? Does it mean some time after sunset? Does it mean when the three stars come out? We tried to have them before sunset. That's, you know, in terms of Mincha. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ad Plag HaMincha. He says, you've got until Plag HaMincha. So what was Plag HaMincha? Now, in order to understand this, you've got to get the day, sort the day out. So you've got up until midday, we said, right? And then the earliest time for Mincha is actually half an hour after that. Because the davening times were fixed according to the Korbanos. So the earliest time for the sacrifice, for the Mincha offering, Korban Tamid offering in the afternoon in the temple was half an hour after midday. So you go from half an hour after midday, that's your earliest time for Mincha. And then from there, you've got up until 9.5 hours into the day. 9.5 out of 12 hours. 9.5 hours into the day. That first part is called Mincha Gedola. From 9.5 hours until the end of the day, that's called Mincha Katana. Now, if you take the time from 9.5 hours until the 12-hour mark, right, you've got 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours left from 9.5 until 12. Assume it's a 6 to 6 day. That's the easiest thing to do. Yeah, exactly. Right, so it will be 3:30 onwards, right, until 6 o'clock. So from 3:30 onwards is Mincha Katana, right, so it's 9.5 hours into the day. From 12:30, you've got to daven Mincha. It was a perfect day.
Yeah.
Until 3:30, that part is called Mincha Gedola. From 3:30 until 6 o'clock, because we're working with a perfect day, that's Mincha Katana. Halfway in that period, which is 1.25 hours, is Plaga Mincha. Okay? Which is Plaga Mincha. It's halfway between your Mincha Katana time. So that says Rabbi Yehuda is your last time that you can daven your Mincha up to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And why? Because he held that was the last time that they could offer the afternoon Korban Tamid in the temple, according to him. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the last time you can daven Mincha. Clearly, we don't paskin like that, because, I mean, we daven Mincha every day, much closer to sunset, much later. So we don't hold like that. And Tefillas HaArev, the night time davening, right? So Ein Lakeva, there's no fixed time. You've got the whole night to do it. Vishal Musafin Kol Hayom, first opinion, Musaf is the whole day. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shas, he says, no, you've only got until 7 hours into the day to daven Musaf offering. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, interesting enough, that you've got 7 hours into the day to daven your Musaf offering according to Rabbi Yehuda.